This is Music Heads from The Current at Minnesota Public Radio, online at minnesotapublicradio.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Hey, you found our weekly chat about some of the new tunes that have caught our ears. We call it Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio and by The Plaza at Rosedale Center, featuring Borders, William Sonoma, Panera Bread, and Taylor Loft, Joseph A. Bank, Talbot's, Granite City Food and Brewery, and AMC Theaters, online at myrosedale.com. A couple of new releases have a local angle recently released. This installment, we'll chat about them here on Music Heads. I'm Bill DeVille, joined by our evening star, Mark Wheat. Hey, Mark.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
My pleasure. And weekend DJ man Danny Sigelman here too. Danny, why don't you start her up today?
Sure. Well, new record from Low, Duluth band. We're all, Minnesota music fans.
Right.
And I've always thought if you were to describe Duluth, Minnesota to anybody, all you really need to do is put on a Low record because it's slow, it's moody, it's minimalist, it's gray, it's the sparse guitar sound with Mimi's, brushes on the cymbal and snare drum. And you don't really hear too many real drums on this record. There's a lot of drum machines. There's a lot of looping, tape loops, sound effects. They're really, as it's been sort of described, pulling apart their sound and putting it back together again. I think Low had a tough year in 2005. They had a big record, their first on Sub Pop, The Great Destroyer. And then we're very candid about some of the personal problems in the band.
Yeah.
Eventually, their bass player, Zach, left the band, and Alan Sparhawk,
had to stop that tour
lead
well.
Singer, had kind of a mental breakdown. So it's refreshing to see that Low is not only still together, but truly recreating their sound after almost 15 years together with drums and guns. And I think one of my more favorite tracks on the new record is number 6, which is Always Fade, and is a good example of their use of drum machines and sounds and all sorts of strangeness.
So sorry.
New sounds from Low with their album titled Drums and Guns. Mark, working for you?
Not 100% working for me as an album I can sit down and enjoy all the way through. It kind of goes up and down. And about half of the tracks after continued listening have ended up working for me. So I wouldn't say that this is going to be one of my favorite Low albums, but I think now, after Danny, what Danny said,
I sold it to you.
It's important to say, well, thank goodness they're still together. And as well,
yeah,
these guys have been making a living doing it in a very bare bones way for many, many years now. And
very organically.
Yeah. So I think to come out with a record that's as coherent, as cohesive, and as experimental, because I think a lot of the reason why some of these tracks don't work for me is they're going off and they're pushing themselves, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this is a record of. It's kind of, whether it's coincidence, I think a lot of people thought The Great Destroyer was like their masterpiece. They worked with Dave Fridman, who's been kind of making masterpieces for the last 10 years, and it seemed like a marriage made in heaven sonically, and they made the perfect Low album. Where do you go after that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they went back into the same studio with the same producer, and what do? Well, you start playing.
It certainly isn't a headphones sort of a record, because you'd feel so isolated and
yeah,
depressed and,
well, that's the
near
thing,
suicidal.
I mean, I was going to say, as great of a record it is, as I feel it is, definitely not a summer record, you know?
No.
We're not going to be jamming this at the barbecue anytime soon.
Track number one, We're All Going to Die. Well, I knew that. I mean, let's make the best of it.
Fresh out of the gate, yeah. I mean, there's two functions, I think, usually with music. One is nostalgia, the Police reunion.
Yeah.
And then there's the catharsis of music sort of equating emotional expression. And you know, I think Low is the type of band you put on the headphones to and sit in a dark room alone because you're trying to get through the winter. And yeah. I mean, I think there's a real duality to music like this that... Is pretty necessary.
They used to have this sort of minimalist way. Do you think they've kind of lost their way with that a little bit? It's everything's so much busier than it used to be.
No, I think this is a beautiful minimal album, and sometimes there's the little touches. I know track two, Belarus, which doesn't work for me lyrically. I'm not sure of, other than the sound of the word, why they're using the word Belarus there, and that's sometimes where the album loses me. But there's the trademark harmony of their voices on there is just perfect, and the beat that keeps the beat sounds like a ball, a rubber ball, a children's rubber ball making the bounce to make the beat, and they do little things like that all over this place. So I think there's lots of little minimal touches like that, which I think are very Low-ish.
This appears to me to be a very political record, but it's nice that they don't really hit you over the head with it. And, you know, the lyrics, track number five caught my ear. Where would you go if the guns fell in your hands? You know, there's lyrics like that scattered throughout. And, of course, you know, the drums and guns theory on the album as well. Any thoughts about that?
A lot of the reviews are talking about the wordage, and I think Alan... Well, Low in general has always used this, whether it's their spirituality or whether it's their opinion about war or violence. They've always used lyrics that I think sound both very personal and work being very universal as well.
Where?
Mentioned Pretty People, the leadoff track basically says we're all going to die, and after you've accepted that, let's see what else we can sing about. And that kind of sets the whole mood for the album, where every now and again there are lyrics that remind you of the times we are in. And I think that's obviously something that they're trying to do with their music. If you go to their website, interestingly enough, Alan basically writes there, you know, check this out real quick, but then go and do something. And we might be able to change things. We might be able to turn things around. And I think that's exactly what I get from his work. So from that point of view, they're successful.
Mm-hmm. And I think it deserves to be said, this band isn't always doom and gloom and serious. There's certainly some kind of uplifting moments. A really fun track on the new record, Hatchet. You know, let's work. It seems to be about some sort of relationship, and let's work it out like the Beatles and the Stones, I think, is kind of a fun you know, remark.
So you be my man. Let's bury the hatchet like the Beatles. The Beatles and the Stones. Like the Beatles. The Beatles and the Stones.
We want to know what you're thinking. Let us know. Go to MinnesotaPublicRadio.org when you click on The Current and look for Music Heads. Another album with a local angle is a new one from Andrew Bird. It's called Armchair Apocrypha. Mark.
Yeah, there's a lot of local connections on there. And one that a lot of people might not know is that his manager, Andrea Trulin, actually started her career here in the Twin Cities. Get this, she used to have a record label called Grimsey Records that came out of Stillwater,
sure
Minnesota.
Enough, sure enough.
Can you believe that? Yep. Then she went to work with Arnie DeFranco's organization, Righteous Babe, and I think through that connection, because
his last album was on Righteous Babe, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now he's on Fat Possum.
Who would have thought?
Exactly.
And no T-Model Ford isn't guesting on guitar.
Which is great for the label, I think. Yeah. because it pushes, exactly, our music head is like, duh. That's good too, and maybe it's pushing him out of his comfy chair that he was establishing with Righteous Babe too. Who knows? What I want to say is, though, I'm so excited about I could talk about this album for a full half an hour because I think it's one of the first masterpieces of the year, and it starts out perfectly where it's tracked really, really well, and track one pulls you right in because it's mysterious enough, but it's Andrew Bird enough, and it's got lovely lyrical twists that just make you immediately go, what's he talking about? It's called Fiery Crash. Strange, and he whistles in the track one, so right there you're thinking, is Andrew Bird always going to whistle and always, because he kind of got known as the guy who whistles, the guy who plays his violin and loops that, then maybe plays a guitar and loops that, gets a drum machine, and all, he's like a modern one-man band. He's always been known as being able to do that, and then he whistles.
And the beautiful thing about this record, though, right when that song plays, and right away you say, this sounds like a dude playing with a band having a lot of fun.
Right.
So to me, this is already a different record than anything he's made since the Bowl of Fire stuff.
It seems like whistling is the thing now in music again. There's Peter Bjorn and John. Everybody's whistling. Everybody's happy, I guess.
I know, but what I wanted to say about the whistling was when I heard it in the first song, I'm like, oh no, if he whistles in every song, I think I'm going to lose it, you know? And he whistled in every song in South by Southwest, too, and that's just the tracks that he picked to play because there's not a lot of whistling on this album. That's what I want to say.
It's still one of his signature
deals. He uses it, and sometimes it sounds like a flute, and sometimes it sounds like a theremin, which is beautiful as well.
And I was just a little boy. I threw away all of my action toys while I became obsessed with Operation.
The way it tracks is beautiful too, because then it has a little bit of, for me, in terms of excitement, there's a little bit of a lull through 2 and 3. They're interesting, but again, they really pick up with Heretics, which we've been playing on the air, is a great song. And then Dark Matter to me is just,
that's a brilliant song.
That's the pinnacle of the album. Yeah. And then Simple X almost like adds to it, like here's the cherry on top of that pinnacle.
Danny Sigelman, is something working for you over there?
No, not really, actually.
Really?
I think I'm in the minority here.
Yeah?
I've never been a big Andrew Bird fan, and that's probably, you know, going to be a big hurdle for him to jump over for me. But I'm hearing a lot of the same stuff I've heard before. I'm not a big lyrics guy, and for me, a lot of that stuff just kind of goes past me. I guess I'm more into the music.
Well, he gets a nice sound. That's
yeah, the sound is good. And I guess, you know, hearing that he made this record in town and working with a lot of sort of more of the experimental musicians in town, I wanted it to be a little more sonically adventurous, maybe like how I felt about The Low. I don't know. The Andrew Bird records to me sound like I need a tweed jacket with leather, elbows and a pipe or something. I'm not a literary guy. I grew up listening to dumb metal. Okay, so it's right. It's tough for me to jump on that bridge.
But you listen to jazz records.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I wanted to like this when I put it on, but
isn't this halfway between metal and jazz?
I don't know where it's at.
Bored holes through our tongues, I sing the song about it.
held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we're so dull about it. And tell us all about it.
For me, Andrew Bird has just been one of those elusive artists to me, and you know, that's okay. It just leaves more room for other people to dig him.
We have to say, we presume, and I think I read Andrew or heard Andrew talk about the process of making this album has been different for him, and he said that there's like 100 ways to play each one of these songs, and they tried to go in there and do it live and actually create the loops as they would live and jam with each other. Because both Martin Dosh, we have to say, we haven't said that yet, actually.
Yeah.
Martin Dosh is his main collaborator on this project, and Martin creates his songs when he works just as Dosh, basically,
in the same way
as Andrew does. We have to say the other musician that's on the album a lot and is traveling with Andrew now is Jeremy Ilvesaker. And I think he added the indie guitar, the gnarly guitar. I would presume he gave it that little edge as well, which works really well.
And I suspect that Andrew Bird will be buying himself a home here in the Twin Cities before too long.
I have a feeling he won't talk to me much, though.
This installment of Music Heads, we talked about Andrew Bird and the brand new album Armchair Apocrypha and Lowe's new record, Drums and Guns. I want to thank Mark Wheat for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
And Danny Sigelman as well.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, dudes, we'll do it again. And I also want to thank Steve Seal for producing this thing. It's a wrap. It's been Music Heads. Thanks for checking it out. Don't forget, the podcast version of the show is available to download anytime. Click on Music Heads when you go to the Currents page at minnesotapublicradio.org. Michael Wells is the podcast production coordinator, and Julia Schrinkler manages the show's online discussion, which we want you to be a part of. Want to agree or disagree with anything you've heard here tonight? Click on the Current at minnesotapublicradio.org and look for Music Heads. I'm Bill DeVille. We'll reconvene in another week for another installment of Music Heads, presented by 89.3, The Current, from Minnesota Public Radio.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.